Good and Erev Shabbos, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem, Shir number 129. We're talking about self-confidence. And one of the healthy aspects of self-confidence and of living a true life is to be open to new experiences that Hashem desires you to have. Very often people, sometimes it's not always a lack of self-esteem that causes it, but very often it is that we block ourselves from new experiences that come our way because we're afraid or we feel we're not worthy of it. And the most beautiful thing we can experience is that mysterious aspect of simply giving over our lives to Hashem. And we see Him running things, orchestrating things, Hashgacha Pratis, very often, inevitably, brings new experiences. And we are very often uncomfortable with the unknown. Many of our personalities are. But we can't avoid it. We can't always stay, quote-unquote, safe. Healthy, normal risks we need to take. This is something that the Maseilas Yesharim talks about. There's a difference between areas where you do need to take caution, Ushmartem es nafshei seichem, watching your health, watching how you cross the street on a heavy intersection, and all these normal hishtadlus, seat belts, and whatever it is. But normal risks of life need to be taken. And people that have low self-esteem have difficulty often doing so. Very often Hashem opens doors for us. He's saying, come in. I'm inviting you in. And we are afraid, so we pull back. Because every change is fraught with uncertainty. And that makes us very uncomfortable. But the idea is to recognize that every experience, every change, every movement, every growth is Hashgacha Pratis, Hashem calling you to be close to you. It's interesting on the Hashgacha Pratis as follows. There was a person, Emerson, Ralph Waldo Emerson, a famous American politician and writer. So on April 11th, 1834, he wrote as follows. He was in the wilderness. He says, four snakes gliding up and down a hollow for no purpose I could see, not to eat, not for love, but only gliding. So he noticed this way back almost 200 years ago. But we know from the Baal Shem Tov that even that is Hashgacha Pratis. We may not know the reasons, but these four snakes he saw gliding around in the hollow had a purpose. He could not see the purpose, but there is a purpose. And if there's Hashgacha Pratis, according to the Baal Shem Tov and many, many Rishonim, on even specific things in nature, even animals, there's Rayas from the Yerushalmi, other places, that is the case, certainly a human being, there's a specific Hashgacha Pratis, and certainly the Bnei and Bnei Yisrael. So we need to open ourselves up to Hashgacha Pratis by allowing the normal healthy changes to take place when they need to take place. Of course, there needs to be a healthy balance. To be overly spontaneous without thought, that's not healthy either. But to be extremely rigid, that this is the way it is and nothing's going to change, that's quite unhealthy as well. We had a shir once about that Hashem often desires plan B. That is, plan B is really plan A. We had a few shirim discussing this. Basically, is that you have in your mind a picture of your life, how you want it to be, or how you envision it. And Hashem, because of circumstance, because of things He arranges, it looks like He has a different plan for you. But instead of getting shaken up by it, and it breaks your whole world view, I thought I was going to be doing this, and now I see I'm doing that, and the other thing, and even the opposite thing, shouldn't scare you. Shouldn't scare you, because it's Hashem simply talking to you and to tell you, I want you to grow in this area. That's very, very important. And one other unhealthy thing that people have is perfectionism. Perfectionism and worrying about their achievements and things like that. Self-esteem is a healthy thing, but not to be perfect. Not to be perfect. Winston Churchill used to have these great lines. And he said a saying that says like this, the maxim, nothing avails but perfection, may be spelled paralysis. In other words, you need to go beyond your comfort zone. But to be perfect, or to feel that you're lacking because you're lacking one or two elements in life, that's very unhealthy. You see that Chava, for example, she could eat anything she wanted. One thing she was prohibited had a taiva to do to go for that. Kairach, second in command, a Levi, very high ranking. Dafka wanted the kahuna that he didn't have, and he had a downfall. Haman, everyone from the 127 countries bowed down to him. One person, Mordechai, did not. The Cholza ain't enu shayveli. That sort of perfection. You want perfection in your life. You want everything to go just exactly like that and not to change. This is an unhealthy aspect that very often is connected to lack of self-esteem, because you feel that in order for me to feel good, in order for me to be valued and worth something, I need to accomplish this and this. And sometimes that thing that you want to accomplish is beyond your ability to accomplish. So it's very important to have that balanced view. Other types of behaviors that you stick to because of fear of the unknown is if you eat the same kind of foods for a lifetime. Now, if you want to do it as precious, you know, you want to say to yourself, I want to just eat L'shem Shemayim, so I'm going to eat meat and potatoes every night, fine. Or to order just a specific chicken, fine. But the idea is, especially Shabbos, basa v'chadag v'chol matamim, and you have the money to afford it, and you don't get the covered Shabbos, so then you try something different. The changing of clothing, big day into big day Shabbos, into big day Yontiv. The unhealthy styles, or the natsniyistika styles, is one thing, but what is healthy to wear and to appreciate, yeah, you could change. You could change the way you look a little bit. I'm not saying you still have to have the levush of a Yisrael. Some people need to change neighborhoods over the time, whether it's the city or the state. Sometimes as a single person, you know, your parents had to move from here to here, so you moved along. That's also Menas Shemayim. These transitions are not always easy, but you have Amun and Betachin, and it grows with your self-esteem. Hashem is with you wherever it is. Not to be over-compulsive in trying to achieve in school or at a job. And that is a very healthy thing to understand that. Some people are stuck in the same job even if you dislike it, or you're not paying well enough because you're afraid to move forward. Or some people take vacations specifically into the same place every single time. And sometimes you just hang back in fear. You know you need to interact with people that you don't know so well, but you're afraid to do so because they're strangers to you. So all of these are examples of concepts of the fear of the unknown holds us back. But like we said in the previous year, and with guilt and with worry, you also have with this aspect where there's a psychological support system and benefit to retain these behaviors by not wanting to grow with the changes Hashem places in your life. Because number one is, if everything stays the same, you don't have to think on your feet. You have a good plan, you consult your script, and that's it. Another thing is, by moving over the unknown, is it removes unnecessary fear. For example, Columbus, in his time, the many, many believed that the world was flat. You're just going to travel to the point where you can't see anymore, and then they were going to fall off the face of the earth, fall off the edge. They really believed that. So Columbus, to do something like that, where that's a possibility in his mind, was courageous. And also, so basically, that's extremely important, everything we discussed now. One big insight is to remind yourself that fear of failure is very often It's not the fear of failure. It's that you fear somebody else is disapproving of you. Somebody else is ridiculing you. So you let them have their opinions. It has nothing to do with you. You evaluate your behavior on your own, or you ask a mentor who cares about you. But the other people that criticize, let them criticize. It's on their terms, not on yours. You just have to make sure you're not fooling yourself. So you do a cheshbon hanefesh with yourself. You speak to a few, two, three, four close rabbanim and friends to help you with everything. And then you move on. You don't get tied down. There was a famous poem by a poet called Robert Frost in a famous poem called "The Road Not Taken." And two roads diverge. He wrote as follows: two roads diverge in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. Two roads, and I chose a conscious, healthy one that made a difference. There's even a book somewhere called "The Road Less Traveled," non-Jewish book, actually a very good book. But that's the idea. You're all special individuals, and you're part of a klal. So some things, obviously, we have a mesira. We move on, and we follow the tradition. And usually that means we don't change. Like the Targum mitzvahs do not change. The same mitzvahs you had 2,000 years ago, you have now. The same mitzvah sukkah you had 2,000 years ago, you have now. In that sense, yes, it is rigid. It's not changeable. But where you put your sukkah, and all the changes in Menhagim over the years, and your growth, that is a tremendous, tremendous thing. I was by a Sheva Brachas recently, and they said as follows. There's two aspects to Avodas Hashem. One is, of course, the Mesira. You learn from the Avos and you get a Mesira. The other one is you need to find your own unique role in this Mesira. Really a unique role. So this person said by the Sheva Brachas, I heard beautifully, we are all both the children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, but we're also the children of Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. So Benegeya, Yaakov, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, even Avraham, so once Terach, it was separated, and God took away the mitzvah kibbut, he was a separate, independent being, so you have Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They are the Messiah. They're what you look up to and follow them exactly. Without deviation, Shabbos and Yontiv and keeping mitzvahs and keeping to your nusach, keeping to your minig, keeping to all the beautiful midos that the Avos brought down to us. But then there's the emois; they're called valleys, as opposed to or hills, small hills going up and down, as opposed to Avos, which is a mountain you go all the way up. The emois represents your own avodah, not necessarily mesira. Most of them grew up in messed up homes. Doesn't say much about Sarah, but certainly Benegeya Rivka being exposed to the household of Lavan and the daughters of Lavan being exposed to the house of Lavan, that they had to forge their own path, their own unique path in serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the Avos and the Emois together represents the combination and the full experiences of both of them put together. And that's how it's negeya benegeya, this concept of self-esteem. Self-esteem is, a healthy self-esteem, is the anava and bittel, the humility of following our avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the heart of the mountain, the mesira that doesn't change. And we're machnia ourselves to that mesira of the avos brought down to us. And then there is the concept of, I'm going to forge my own path because that's what Hashem wants. He gave me an neshama to actualize my own path in life. And that helps greatly as well with developing self-esteem. Have a wonderful Shabbos.